The Power of Consistency, Chapter 5. Do one household chore, a small one. Things do have a way of getting away from us from time to time. I know they do for me. For me, chores are basically self-assigned. There are things that I see that need to get done and I just do it. I had to be careful, and still do, because if I choose to do too much, well, no one else will do anything. I think that this is an important piece to remember when it comes down to our children as well. If we do too much for them, they won't do anything on their own, and this is something that can create resentment and the use of the nasty and unflattering word lazy. The other thing we have to be careful with is only doing what we want to do. An example, and I don't mind doing the dinner dishes. My thought is someone cooked, so I have to do something to show my appreciation. Sounds nice, doesn't it? However, if I'm asked to make a salad or set the table, I might not move quite as fast as someone else would like. It's important, however, to do one thing every day, and if everybody does one thing, a lot will get accomplished. I'm not talking about large-scale projects. I'm referring to daily things that need attention. As an example, I empty the dishwasher every morning. I know my wife appreciates it, so when she wakes up, the kitchen is clean and ready to use. It's not doing the task, it's doing it and adopting the task as your own. The issues arise with children when we don't assign them a task and they don't adopt anything as their own. They never seem to pay attention to detail and how to get things done effectively and efficiently. My point here is we should do something that we know we can do consistently and keep doing it. It could be anything. Rake the leaves, do the dishes, take out the garbage, dust, vacuum, organize, or walk the dog. It doesn't matter. Just do it every day and get good at it. You could call it individual responsibility. If we don't let them know, and more importantly, teach them how to do it and hold them accountable when they don't. Unfortunately, responsibility and accountability are things that we try to teach our children, and at times they seem to fall short at school and in the home. Several years ago, I wrote a book titled The New 3 R's in Education, Respect, Responsibility, and Relationships. In this book, I spoke about the quality of responsibility and why it's so important. I'm including an excerpt below. I believe that there are only two basic qualities that if we worked on diligently will help students and our children become better behaved in the home and in the classroom and will help them develop into more capable adults as they raise their own family and develop a career. The first quality is responsibility. The second is respect. Educators are under constant pressure to improve test scores and overall academic performance. If students' standardized test scores are not up to snuff, or if students have academic difficulty that can't be explained, the principal finds their way into the classroom for an observation or a visit to try and find something wrong with the teacher's instructional methods. The question that gets raised is this: who is responsible for students' academic performance? Who is responsible for a student's academic performance? Now, I was not the best student in elementary or high school. I struggled to get C's and an occasional B, and never did anyone question me about how good my teachers were. Instead, I was questioned about what my responsibilities were as a student. My father knew when report cards were issued, and once he had that report card in hand, he'd sit me down and go over my grades any grade below a C, he would ask me what was going on in the class and what my responsibilities were in order to raise my grade. I remember once I tried to pull a fast one and tell him that the teacher didn't like me. He didn't buy it. And he told me that the teacher didn't have to like me. And I didn't have to like the teacher. My job was to work as hard as I could to understand what the teacher was teaching me. When I was a freshman in high school, I failed Algebra 1. I went home and told my father that it was no big deal and I would take it again in my sophomore year. He said, "No, you won't. You failed because you didn't apply yourself." I ended up in summer school, and you know it was the best thing that ever happened to me because the following year, I got straight A's in Algebra 2. It was a breeze. He told me that he would give me all the help that he could give me, but if I failed, I did it on my own, and of course, if I passed, I did that on my own as well. He made me responsible for my own academic education and didn't want to hear any excuses. My friend's son, who I observed as a student, never complained about homework assignments or not having enough time to study, poor teachers, or that he didn't understand something. He took responsibility for every aspect of his schoolwork. I looked at his high school transcript when he graduated, and there wasn't one A. He earned all A pluses. He was the valedictorian of the class, and he's since graduated from an Ivy League college. Before a kid can be successful as a student, he has to be made aware by parents and teachers that it's his responsibility to be prepared and to learn and accept failure as an indicator they are not putting their best foot forward. And as we teach our students responsibility, we need to help them learn how to do one household chore a day, a small one, and they need to do that chore consistently.